Blog Talk Radio.
I am legend, I am grand, I am heaven, I am present in the time before time began. I am boss, I am king, my private thoughts out of the chain, Orion the stars, I'm out on the wings, a universe for you to search without any pain. I am strong, I exist, the curtain's drawn, I am it, to open the scene, my intent, enjoy me in my world, minus sin.
Welcome to I Am One, where I am one with the Creator and one with myself. This morning as I was meditating, and I really wanted to go out to the Arboretum and kind of have some quiet time there, but the rain moved into our area, so that wasn't possible this morning. So I really wanted to just kind of jump on here real quickly and just give you a quick word of inspiration for the day and to get you in the mindset to get your week started. And as I was trying to find music for this morning and really for the show as I move forward, the song Legend by The Truth, who's a real Christian artist, but this song speaks to me. And so I kind of edited it because I'm not trying to get the Christian flow out of it, but some of the things that he said in the song, mainly the beginning, and there's a prelude to it that really spoke to me this morning, and I believe speaks to all of us as we are awakening and coming into our fullness and our understanding of who we really are, and it really spoke to me. So what I want to do before I move forward, I want to play the intro to this song. It's called The Big Picture. And the voice is going to be familiar because it's the voice of Kirk Franklin. So if you are familiar with gospel music, Christian music, and you should be familiar with Kirk Franklin. Now, I want you to move beyond the fact that it's his voice that are speaking his words. And I really just want you to hear the words that he is saying because they are powerful, especially in this, at least for me, in this moment, and almost made me cry. Because it just gets to the core of our existence, our very being. And again, if you can move beyond the fact that it's his voice and move beyond the fact that this comes from a Christian mindset and just see the truth. Christianity, if you really get down to the nuts and bolts of it, really had the truth and then deviated because of control and all the other aspects that come into play. But when you get back to the core of it and you see where it picked from and where it plagiarized and where it connected stories together to make it seem like this was the real true story, if you can get beyond that and just hear the words and let that sink into your very existence, I hope that it will help you dig deeper. So let me just play that real quick, and then I want to get into why I really wanted to get on here. But I believe this is all part of it. So let me find it. Here we go. Be blessed with this.
So many people have questions. Is there any hope? What if I told you I found all the answers to all the questions that you've been asking all your life? Welcome to the greatest story ever told. Story for the ages. That will never, ever grow old. Welcome to the story of our lives. that has stood the test of time, that is truth and not a lie. Welcome. Welcome to fact and not fiction. Welcome. Welcome to love and redemption. Here's where you find the definition of life. So come with me on a journey where the story begins with God. In the beginning, say.
The key words that he said. He said, welcome to the journey. Welcome to the story of our lives. He started by saying we have so many questions, so many unanswered questions, and all of that is true. Now here's where we come in to make it truthful for ourselves. We come to the point, or let me make this personal, I have come to the point where I know that the kingdom that Christianity always talks about and cites from Christ, that the kingdom of God, the kingdom of the Creator, the kingdom is within me. And because the kingdom is in me, and if you go on and listen to the rest of that song, it talks about, I am legend. I was present in time before time began. Guess what? The truth is talking about the Creator. Yes, the Creator was present in time before time began. But guess what? If the kingdom is within you, and you are a spark of life from the Creator, the spark of life from the Creator is in you, you are there too. You were present in time before time began as well, because from the Creator who created time, you were in the Creator, whether you want to say him, the divine feminine, the divine masculine, however way you want to word it, you were there also. We don't remember it because in this realm, those things have been forgotten, but we are searching. He says, we are searching. We are searching. We are on this journey. This is part of our journey to come back to who we are. So this plagiarized fairy tale story that we've been given all our lives is sprinkled, has some sprinkling of truth in it, but there's so much deception. There's so much that has been covered over so that we don't get it, and we stay stuck in the mud, and we stay stuck with that story that we've been fed, and there's no reason for us to dig deeper because this is, we've been told this is it, when it only scratches the surface. So on this day, June 11th, 2023, I want to introduce you to you. I wasn't trying to go there, but here we are. And I want you to see it's all synchronistic. Because when I add up the numbers for this day, the number comes to the number 6. And 6 speaks of harmony, love, marriage, cooperation, and communication. So I drew a tarot card for this day just for myself to see how everything is aligning and coming together. And the card that I pulled from my black tarot deck is the 3 of Spheres. And I put a picture of that in the picture gallery for this episode. And if you look at the picture, let me pull it back out. It's showing you the picture of, it's an entity. And really, I believe it's the Creator of all, or spirit, or whatever term you want to give it. But there's this entity, and it looks like it's on a unicycle, a 3-wheeled unicycle. And there's this person down at the bottom of the card, holding up its hand, his or her hand. It, I'll say it's you, your hand, reaching up to this entity, this being, the creator of all, spirit, your spirit guide, your ancestors who are reaching out to you, prompting you to come up higher. Because it looks like you're down in the darkness. It looks like you are hoping and praying, wishing and praying and wanting to be up where this entity is. Truth be told, you're one and the same. But in your mind, you think you're below. In your mind, you think I've got to reach and I've got to aspire to. When all the inspiration you need is deep down inside of you. So it's about changing your thinking. It's about changing your perspective. But what the creator, the spirit, spirit guide, whatever you want to call the entity that you see in the picture here or that I'm describing to you, if you can't see it, describing that you are not by yourself in this, on this journey, even in your awareness and your waking up and understanding who you are, where you are in this particular phase of your life. You're not by yourself. You are in cooperation with. So when I tell you, you know, you got to do the work and you got to get your hands dirty and get your feet, you know, put your hands on the plow and get your feet in the dirt and all those things, you're not doing this by yourself. You're doing it in cooperation with the spark of life that is burning deep within you, that is giving you the power, that is giving you the encouragement, that is giving you the oomph to go forward. As you collaborate, that's the other word for today, collaborate. As you work together, that's where the harmony comes in. Harmony isn't about agreeing with everything all the time. The harmony is being in connection with, asking the questions, hearing both sides, and working together to reach the expected end. That's what this card is telling us today, telling you, telling me, telling the universe. This, we've got to get in collaboration. We've got to work together. Whoever creator pairs you up with, work together with that person. Maybe creator's just saying, look, listen to me, trying to get your attention. I'm in you, I'm pulling you, I'm directing you. Work with me to go down this path. Because what you see in your spirit, what you see in your very inner being wants to come to pass. But you have to cooperate. You've got to do your part to work with spirit, work with creator, work with your guides who are leading in, your ancestors who are trying to show you the way. You will do that. And it's not about doing it blindly. I mentioned this last time. It's not about doing this by faith. I read you something last time. It says, we walk not by faith. That's a Christian thing. We walk not by faith. We walk with certainty. So we don't have to hope and wish. We walk by certainty. We see it come to pass because we already saw it in our mind. We already saw it in our spirit. So we are not surprised when we see it come to fruition. But in order for the fruition to come to pass, we got to do our part to collaborate, to work together with whomever and whatever. You want to see your plants grow? You want to see your garden spring forth and bring forth a harvest, then you got to collaborate with the dirt. You got to collaborate with the plants that you're putting in the dirt. Collaborate, giving the water, making sure it's getting the necessary light or shade, depending on what you're trying to grow and the element that it needs to help it flourish. You got to collaborate. just putting it in the dirt and walking away, that's not collaboration. Coming together in a marriage, saying I do, is not collaboration. That's just making a promise or saying a vow. That's not collaboration. Because after you say I do, that's when the work begins. That's when the, excuse me, give and take comes. That's when the communication comes and goes, the back and forth, the collaboration part. You don't just get pregnant by saying, I wish I could have a baby. No, y'all got to come together and do what's necessary to bring forth that sperm, to connect with that seed, and create conception. There's some things, yeah, you have to do by yourself. But even in doing it by yourself, meaning your own physical self, Creator's still there. Because in that moment, Creator's saying, that's all you need right now. You and I. Rick James, you and I. Yeah, come on. Present in time before time began. Let that sink in. Meaning you've already experienced success. You've already experienced accomplishments. You've already experienced even hurt and pain. You've already experienced it. So stop being afraid of it. Walk in it. Embrace it. Let it work for your better good. Play that one more time, then I'm going to get off. Have a great day. Have a great week ahead. And I'll see you guys next time.
So many people have questions. Is there any hope? What if I told you I found all the answers to all the questions that you've been asking all your life? Welcome to the greatest story ever told. Story for the ages. That will never, ever grow old. Welcome to the story of our lives that has stood the test of time, that is truth and not a lie. Welcome. Welcome to fact. And not fiction. Welcome. Welcome to love and redemption. Here's where you find the definition of life. So come with me on a journey where the story begins with God.
I am grand, I am heaven, I am present in the time before time began. I am boss, I am king, my private thoughts out of the chain, Orion the stars, I'm out on the waves, a universe for you to search without any pain. I am strong, I exist, the curtain's drawn, I am it, the opening scene, my intent, enjoy me in my world, minus sense.
And with that, peace and blessings to you all.